Well, at the present time, John, Obama's a bit of an onlooker in the Middle East, just like everybody else. No one quite knows how this is going to turn out. It potentially has quite serious implications for his policy of unclenching the fist towards Iran, because if Ahmadinejad retains power and comes back in an angry and bitter mood, and if the leadership remains divided, it's going to be harder to do credible, lasting business with that regime. If Mousavi comes in, that's the opposition leader, then he'll have to form a government, form a policy, and it's not entirely clear what line he'll take, although it won't be that very different from what's been taken up to now. It's also a problem, a dilemma for Obama, because to what degree does he speak out in support of the people on the streets of Tehran, in other words, pro-democracy promotion, which is the sort of thing that got a bad name during the Bush administration, or does he just pursue the US national interest, largely keep quiet, and just concentrate on getting the deals that he wants?
Could you perhaps paint a slightly more positive light on what's been happening, though, in the sense that whoever emerges in power after the dust has settled in Iran, there does seem to be an appetite for a different relationship with the West in Iran?
I think that's entirely true, but I also think it's been entirely true for a number of years. I think the Iranian nation, which is a very youthful nation, most of the population is well under the age of 30, is effectively held hostage by the regime that came into power in 1979. It has at various times had various degrees of legitimacy, but election fiddling is by no means a new thing in Iran. There has long been pressure from but very well-educated, middle-class, often female, urban areas for change in Iran. What's happened in the last week or so is it's come to the surface. Normally it's kept well in check by the apparatus of the regime. I've got a feeling, although I'd like to be positive, that the regime will establish its control in the next few days, is already doing so, in fact, and that this great passion for change will be pushed under the surface again.
And the regime's been trying to paint the opposition as being a puppet of Iran's foreign enemies.
That's a well-tried, tested tactic of the regime. Whenever there's any kind of unrest in Iran, various authorities, usually the Interior Ministry or the Intelligence Ministries or the Revolutionary Guard spokesman, blame foreign agents. Sometimes they name them, sometimes they say it's the US, sometimes they say it's Mossad, the Israeli spy agency, sometimes they blame British intelligence. They never, as far as I know, produce any evidence for this. But this is an attempt to cover over some of the strains within Iranian society, were not just to do with who's president, but to do with minority rights, because, as you know, Iran has many numerous minorities, not all of whom are entirely enamoured with the way things are run in Tehran.
And is there a danger that the instability in Iran could affect Iran's neighbours?
Absolutely. It's not quite as serious as the effect that Iraq has had on the neighbourhood in the last 6 years. But Iran has a lot of influence and a lot of say in what goes on in Iraq, for instance, these days, which has a Shia-led government closely allied to Tehran. If there's a collapse in power in Tehran or some kind of ongoing instability, that could destabilise potentially Iraq. It could also have an effect looking the other way on Afghanistan, which is a great Western priority at the moment.